Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. It is the day of the new moon in Gemini. In my eastern U.S. time zone, it won't arrive until tonight, almost the end of this particular day. But it's still on the day. I want to mention that I've been getting over a really bad cold. So I'm hoping that I can get through my recording with good voice quality. But if there's a little more scratchiness, I hope you'll forgive the summer viruses for what they've done to my throat. Nevertheless, this is a fascinating new moon. At the end of a sign that is all about choices, it might seem like we're being asked to make lots of choices. Just choose anyway, which is what the modern world pushes us to do. Yet that may not be the point. It might be more about looking at the process of how we choose what we choose and what that means. But let's dive into the new moon chart and see what it has to say. This is the day of the new moon in Gemini, though, as I write and as I speak, we're not there yet. Tonight, the sun and moon meet at the end of Gemini, which is a place of choice. In today's world of constant, emphatic, intrusive communication, we're told we need to choose, commit, take a side, as if in that moment of choosing, we've done all we need to do, as if everything will unfold as intended from that one moment. This new moon says it's not that simple. The opening of Gemini, where we see Uranus the disruptor right now, promises endless, enthralling, scintillating, captivating choices, a shining array of possibilities promising wonderful futures. The end of Gemini brings the necessity of choice, what Tolkien named the doom of choice, which does not mean the outcome will be terrible, but instead that the choice must be made. At some point, the choice will be made. Tolkien's use of the word doom calls back to the oldest meanings of the word, which include judgment, a decision that reflects discernment and triggers consequences. In Greek, it links back to themis, often translated as justice. Themis is not human justice, though. It is the underlying, implicit, immutable laws of existence itself. Themis was a titan, a goddess before the Olympic pantheon. She is the one who reminds us that in each moment of life we are making choices. Many are fateful in ways we cannot see. As Goethe said, choose well. Your choice is brief and yet endless. The sun and moon are a bit isolated in this chart. Their closest aspects are sextiles to Chiron and Eris at the end of Aries. It's interesting to see Eris here. An important key to Eris' story links her to Themis. Eris is an asteroid named for an agent of chaos. She was said to be a daughter of Nyx, the primordial knight. She is sometimes described as a sister to Mars. She was not popular on Olympus, seen as a troublemaker, a problem. She was not invited to an important party, and out of spite, it is said, she tossed a golden apple to the feet of three goddesses, challenging the most beautiful to pick it up. This led to the Trojan War. Yet astrologer Jason Holly shares a deeper story in which Eris took her anger and distress at being left out to Themis, who, with her insight into deep patterns of history, advised Eris to throw the apple, take her revenge, counseled her to make the choice and do the deed. Chiron's presence offers an invitation to personal healing through understanding our own patterns. Why does one comment trigger us and another does not? Why do we fear this situation and not that one? Why are we drawn to this person and not the other? So, yes, a new moon in Gemini is about choice. How we choose, what we choose, when we choose. But it's not exactly demanding we make a choice right now. It's more about looking at the process and considering consequences. The author and philanthropist Hank Green, in An Absolutely Remarkable Thing, writes, "As is often the case, it was the easier choice to make and the more difficult choice to live with." So, first, this moon is out of bounds. She's not really listening to anyone else right now. She's following her heart. This invitation is to notice, to feel with the moon what we want right now. Peace. Food security. Safety. Housing. Ice cream. Music. Poetry. Chocolate. Wine. Bread. Second, this new moon is ruled by Mercury, who is in Cancer right now, which means the moon and Mercury are in mutual reception. They're in each other's places. They have each other's keys and codes. They're connected. Next, Mercury is embarking on their second retrograde of this year, which is in the sign of Cancer. We're being invited to explore how we choose. Emotionally, rationally, impulsively, deliberately, randomly. endless Gemini choice points. At this new moon, Mercury is at 18 degrees, 31 minutes of Cancer. This is the second decan, which Austin Coppock names the Walled Garden. A beautiful image of safety, where delicacy and sensitivity are protected. Mercury here has a beautiful voice. We can talk this out, and Mercury will help us understand what we feel and why, what we choose and why. This is not the last time we'll be here, though. Mercury entered their preview period on Friday, June 12th, at 16 degrees, 18 minutes of Cancer, in this same decan, the beautiful garden. We will return during the retrograde and again in the post-retrograde review. For the next weeks, we will revisit this garden twice more. Even if we made a choice, a firm, clear choice, or a whole set of choices with this new moon, Mercury will make sure we revisit, reconsider, re-examine, recalibrate. All those retrograde re-words. Venus has moved into Leo, boldly positioning herself to trine Neptune and oppose Pluto. She is ready to take a stand. She has things to say. Some will be Neptunian dreams, or possibly confusions. Some will be deep Plutonian truths, or possibly challenges. Jupiter, at the end of Cancer, squares Chiron and Eris. Even Zeus is paying attention to issues of healing and chaos. This is a benevolent philosopher king as well, as long as he remains in the moon's sign. It's a good time to check where your moon is and your Mercury. Do they support each other? Are they heading in different directions? What does your chart say about how you make decisions? Whatever that pattern is it working well for you? These are the kinds of questions likely to come up with this new moon and in the Mercury retrograde weeks ahead. Mercury will station retrograde at 26 degrees, 15 minutes of Cancer on June 29th, the day of the full moon in Capricorn. The Kazemi is July 12th at 20 degrees, 42 minutes. The direct station will be at 16 degrees, 18 minutes, back in the Walled Garden, on July 23rd. The review period ends on August 6th at 26 degrees, 18 minutes. Check those dates and positions to see how this Mercury retrograde interacts with your birth chart. The theme of this new moon is clearly choice. Not so much what we choose, though, but how. Not about making specific choices either, but realizing that we do constantly choose, one way or another. Whatever those choices are, they influence what happens next. This is a window of time through which we can explore, yes, what we choose, but more importantly, how and why. Stephen Sondheim, in his musical Sunday in the Park with George, says, "I chose and my world was shaken. So what? The choice may have been mistaken, but the choosing was not." This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you an insightful new moon in Gemini and Mercury retrograde ahead. Retrogrades are not times we need to be afraid, although it's helpful to be prepared. And what we want to be looking at is our whole decision-making process. How is it we arrive at any and all the decisions, the choices that we make? We all do it. There's no escaping it. This is a time to learn more about it. I hope we all learn and explore and choose well. As always, thank you for listening.